Lesson 11.2, page 110, exercises 2A and 2B.
Today's topic is rumors, urban legends, and other fake stuff on the internet. When I was 10, I told my parents the moon landing was filmed in a TV studio. They said that was a lie, but I replied, "No, it's true. I read it on the internet." I didn't expect to be laughed at, but I was. I learned, as we all do, that you can't always trust the web. So, I asked my listeners for internet stories that might be false. Listen to a few. Here's Raul from Doral, Florida.
"I read that hundreds of snakes escaped from a truck that crashed in our town, but I never heard anything more, so I guess the information was exaggerated or inaccurate. This kind of misinformation has to be stopped, because in the end, all news becomes suspicious."
Nina from Denver, Colorado, said this.
"Recently, I saw a photo of a purple watermelon on Snapchat. It was probably a hoax. People say misleading photos shouldn't be posted, but they usually don't do any harm."
Let's listen to Gabe from Portland, Oregon.
"I read online that there are more trees on Earth than stars in the galaxy. That can't be accurate. All online articles need to be checked. But where do you check? Online?"
And Britt called in, all the way from Windsor in Canada.
"A video of a human-looking robot walking down a street went viral. A few people thought robots were taking over the world. If you look closely, the video seems to be made on a computer. I don't think it's from a trustworthy site."
So, are these stories true or not? I'll tell you after the break.